This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimiri with 8 a.m. news. The headlines first. Government decides to form a commission to investigate assets of major political leaders and bureaucrats holding office since 2006. Prime Minister Balendra Shah holds discussions with proportional representation lawmakers, urging them to play a broader national role. Foreign Ministry confirms safe release of a Nepali national detained amid regional tensions in Iran. And Pakistani mediators reach Iran in a bid to keep peace talks alive. Now the news in detail. The government has made public key decisions taken during yesterday's cabinet meeting held at the office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers in Singhadarbar. Government spokesperson and Minister for Education, Science and Technology as well as Youth and Sports, Susmit Pokhrel, announced the decisions at a press conference. A major decision is the formation of an asset investigation commission to examine the property details of political leaders and senior government officials who have held public office since 2006. The commission will be led by former Supreme Court Justice Rajendra Kumar Bhandari and includes former Justices Purushottam Parajuli and Chandiraj Dhakal, former Deputy Inspector General of Police Ganesh Kesi and Chartered Accountant Prakash Lamsal. The panel will verify, analyze and investigate asset sources with the aim of promoting transparency and accountability. Likewise, the Cabinet also decided to form a three-member committee under the security mechanism to study and facilitate implementation of the recommendations related to the Gen Z movement. In addition, the government will receive a grant of 1 million Swiss francs from Switzerland to support investigations into enforced disappearances and the truth and reconciliation process. Other decisions include approving the Financial Procedures and Fiscal Responsibility Third Amendment Regulations 2082 Bikram Sambat, endorsing national standards for organizational management and designating tax officials as excise officers. The Cabinet also agreed to table in Parliament a notification on the Mutual Legal Assistance Treaty in Criminal Matters between Nepal and India. Prime Minister Balendra Shah has called on lawmakers elected through the proportional representation system to take on a broader national role, emphasizing their responsibility to represent marginalized and oppressed communities. Speaking at an interaction at Singhadarbar, he said proportional lawmakers are not confined to specific constituencies and can contribute more effectively to inclusive lawmaking and national development. Addressing concerns about unequal treatment, the Prime Minister clarified that separate meetings were meant to encourage more focused discussions, not discrimination. He also stressed the importance of collaboration throughout the government's five-year term and highlighted plans to use digital platforms to gather public input and ensure follow-up. He also reaffirmed that proportional representation remains vital for building an inclusive and representative parliament. The Ministry of Communications and Information Technology has introduced a new code of conduct aimed at improving efficiency in public service delivery. Under the new provision, all employees at the ministry and its subordinate bodies are required to complete any task received on the same day. If that is not possible, the work must be completed by the following day without exception. Joint Secretary Subhash Chandra Sivakoti said the measure is intended to ensure accountability and promote prompt execution of responsibilities. Employees who are unable to meet the deadline must immediately inform their supervisors. Office heads have been tasked with enforcing the rule, including requiring staff to sign commitment letters. The ministry has also instructed its subordinate officers to adopt frugal practices in the use of resources. In the meantime, more than 10,000 online betting and gambling applications and websites have been shut down across the country as part of a government crackdown. According to the Nepal Telecommunications Authority, NTA, the illegally operated platforms were identified and blocked in coordination with internet service providers. Acting on instructions from the Ministry of Communication and Information Technology, authorities began the crackdown on March 29. The government has urged the public not to engage in or operate betting and gambling platforms, warning that legal action will be taken against violators. The Education and Human Resource Development Centre under the Ministry of Education, Science and Technology has requested local governments to provide detailed information on school mergers and the establishment of new schools. Local levels have been asked to report on school adjustments, including mergers carried out based on population changes, geography, remoteness and student numbers. Likewise, Centre Director Dr. Shyam Prasad Acharya said private schools and those run under public trust have also been directed to submit details on whether they are providing scholarships in line with the Compulsory and Free Education Act 2075, Bikram Sambat. In addition, local authorities have been urged to ensure access to education for children without birth registration, allowing enrolment based on documents verified by local bodies. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs yesterday confirmed that Nepali national Amrit Jha, who had been held by authorities in Iran, has been released. According to the ministry, official information regarding his release has been received and necessary diplomatic and administrative procedures are underway. The government has also informed Jha's family through official channels, with family sources confirming they have received the news of his release. Officials say further diplomatic procedures will follow regarding his safe return. Diplomatic engagements between Nepal and its international partners continued yesterday with separate courtesy meetings. German ambassador to Nepal, Udo Eugen-Volz, paid a courtesy call on Foreign Minister Sisir Khanal at the Ministry of Foreign Affairs. According to the ministry, the meeting focused on various aspects of Nepal-Germany relations. Meanwhile, Home Minister Sudhan Gurun held talks with Japanese Ambassador to Nepal, Maeda Toru. Minister Gurung expressed gratitude for Japan's continued support to Nepal's development, particularly in infrastructure projects. Ambassador Maeda acknowledged the contribution of the Nepali community in Japan and reaffirmed continued collaboration, including on migration-related issues. Similarly, the United Kingdom's ambassador to Nepal, Rob Fenn, met Minister for Education, Science and Technology, Susmit Pokharel. Discussions centered on Nepal-UK relations along with ongoing cooperation in the education sector. Meanwhile, stakeholders have called for greater participation of female journalists in covering international relations and diplomacy. At a program organized by Media Advocacy Group in Kathmandu yesterday, speakers stressed the need for inclusion in newsrooms, changes in editorial perspectives, and increased training and institutional support to empower women journalists. They concluded that improving participation and capacity building is essential for more balanced and diverse media coverage. The Nepal Oil Corporation, NOC, has revised the prices of petroleum products. According to the corporation, the price of diesel and kerosene has gone up by 30 rupees per litre, while domestic aviation fuel has increased by 5 rupees per litre. However, the price of petrol remains unchanged. Despite the adjustment, the NOC says it is still incurring a loss of 99.16 rupees per litre on diesel. Officials say the price revision has been made in line with the latest purchase rates set by the Indian Oil Corporation. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to an international news update. A high-level Pakistani delegation led by Army Chief Field Marshal Asim Munir has held high-level talks in Iran, focusing on efforts to resume negotiations between Iran and the United States. Reports say the discussions are expected to focus on a possible framework for future Iran-US talks. The Pakistani delegation is also expected to convey messages from Washington regarding upcoming negotiations. U.S. President Donald Trump has indicated that further talks with Iran could take place in Pakistan as diplomatic efforts continue. The development comes amid heightened regional tensions following disruptions in the Strait of Hormuz and ongoing military activity in the region. Officials say mediation efforts are continuing, though no breakthrough has yet been reached. Now to Zenlo with the forecast for the country for today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast that the hilly region of the Kosi province, along with the Himalayan region of Bagmati and Gandaki provinces, will likely remain generally cloudy today. The remaining hilly and Himalayan regions of the country will likely remain partly cloudy, and the Tarai region will likely have mainly fair weather today. There is a possibility of light rain and snowfall and with thunder and lightning at a few places in the hilly and Himalayan regions of the Kosi province, as well as one or two places in the Himalayan regions of Bagmati and Gandaki provinces today. The division has also stated that the country is under the partial influence of westerly and local winds at present. And temperatures in Kathmandu Valley are likely to range from a minimum of 13 to 15 degrees Celsius, with daytime highs between 26 and 28 degrees Celsius today. That wraps up our news bulletin for this hour. But before we go, here's a quick recap of the headlines. Government decides to form a commission to investigate assets of major political parties and bureaucrats holding public office since 2006. Prime Minister Balendra Shah holds discussions with proportional representation lawmakers, urging them to play a broader national role. Foreign Ministry confirms safe release of a Nepali national detained amid regional tensions in Iran. And Pakistani mediators reach Iran in a bid to keep peace talks alive. That's all for this hour. Our next English bulletin will be at 2 p.m. You can also catch us on air, and for detailed news, visit us online at radionepalonline.com or download our mobile app to listen to our bulletins at your convenience. Stay tuned. Have a good day.